This episode brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Voy a ponerme la vacuna Prevnar 20 porque estoy en riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica,
la cual pudiera llevarme al hospital. Así que preguntaré sobre Prevnar 20.
65 años o más, puedes estar en mayor riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico acerca de vacunarte con Prevnar 20. Vacuna conjugada antineumocócica 20 valente. Una vacuna de Pfizer que puede ayudar a proteger contra la neumonía neumocócica con una sola dosis. Prevnar 20 está aprobada para adultos para ayudar a prevenir infecciones contra 20 cepas de la vacuna que causa la neumonía neumocócica. La aprobación continua puede depender de un estudio de apoyo. No uses Prevnar 20 si has tenido una reacción alérgica grave a la vacuna o a sus componentes. Adultos con sistemas inmunitarios debilitados pueden tener una respuesta reducida a la vacuna. El efecto secundario más reportado fue dolor en el área de la inyección. Para más efectos secundarios comunes e información completa de prescripción, llama al 1-855-213-2138 o visita Prevnar20enespañol.com. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico sobre Prevnar 20. Si tienes ciertas afecciones crónicas como
enfermedad cardíaca,
asma,
diabetes,
y tienes 19 años o más,
52,
36,
42,
puedes estar en mayor riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico acerca de vacunarte con Prevnar 20, vacuna conjugada antineumocócica 20 valente, una vacuna de Pfizer que puede ayudar a proteger contra la neumonía neumocócica con una sola dosis. Prevnar 20 está aprobada para adultos para ayudar a prevenir infecciones contra 20 cepas de la bacteria que causa la neumonía neumocócica. La aprobación continua puede depender de un estudio de apoyo. No uses Prevnar 20 si has tenido una reacción alérgica grave a la vacuna o a sus componentes. Adultos con sistemas inmunitarios debilitados pueden tener una respuesta reducida a la vacuna. El efecto secundario más reportado fue dolor en el área de la inyección. Para más efectos secundarios comunes e información completa de prescripción, llama al 1-855-213-2138 o visita Prevnar20enespañol.com. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico sobre Prevnar 20.
Conan, guess what?
What up?
You're gonna love this one. Welcome to the show, new K100 sponsor, Get Blitzed. Now, since you like to get blitzed, Get Blitzed's unique line of product, created by Mickey Ray Sinatra from Mo Thugs and Bone Thugs and Harmony, include nano-infused THC Delta 9. Delta 9 is a real-deal THC. It's not that garbage they sell in the gas stations. So the gas station, you know, that crap is garbage. Delta 9 is super potent, like THC on steroids. Has a 5 to 15-minute onset with as little as a teaspoon. No hangover. So take a look at the revolutionary products. You go to getblitz.com and use the code K100 to get 15% off. And that's GET-BLITZED.com. So Joe, you've tried this product, right?
Yeah, I've been looking for the right kind of, you know, gummy, the stuff they sell at the smoke shops never really turns out well. So I found this, the Get Blitz stuff online, and I was interested because it had this Delta 9 syrup, where, as you were describing, half a teaspoon or whatever, I used a bottle cap of this cherry Delta 9 syrup. I put it in a bottle of Sprite and just was chilling, drinking it and playing PS5. I was playing a little Grand Theft Auto. And before I knew it, I was having the best time playing the game. I was all chilled out, no stress, whatever. Plus, I wasn't tired. You know, it was just cool. It was just like I didn't wake up drowsy or wake up still feeling it or anything. It was like this unique block of time where I was really enjoying myself.
Nice. So if you're looking to up your game and avoid low-quality imitations with shady ingredients, check out Get Blitz now at getblitz.com and use the code K100 to get 15% off. GET-BLITZED.com. Order, enjoy, and let us know on Twitter or at K100questions@gmail.com how your experience was. That's 15% off with the code K100 at GET-BLITZED.com. And they got great flavors like Blue Raz, Key Lime Pie, Pina Colada, Tiger's Blood, Cherry Delta, and Grape Delta. Tony, I know you're going to check this out. Now, I got the Pina Colada.
Nice.
Because I like Pina Coladas and getting caught in the rain. If you're not into yoga and if you have half a brain, right?
So, if you want to relax, check out this new product, Get Blitzed. Boom.
Sports.
We're back with another episode of K100 Sports. You want to start off with some college football?
Yeah, nothing.
Before we get to the scores, there's a couple scores that we need to bring up, but I just want to bring a couple things right off the bat. Colorado loses its fourth straight game to Arizona, and they were actually like, "Oh yeah, he might take Jimbo Fisher's place. Why would you hire Deion Sanders?" If he just, you know, but Jimbo Fisher obviously got fired at Texas A&M. He was there 6 years. Never went to a bowl game. Well, no, he always went to a bowl game, but he never went to the championship game. He never won the Southeastern game, right?
Right.
Plus, last year they had a losing season, if you remember. But when they hired him, he had just won a national championship at Florida State, you know. But he was right. Never able to replicate the success. But this is the weird part about this. Bro, the guy's owed $75 million and including his staff, $125 million. And it's the biggest buyout in college sports history.
Yeah, it's stupid. There's no way the school is eating all that. There had to be a lot of big donors that contribute, right. That send a lot of money to that,
right,
school that didn't want to be
Texas anymore. Oil men,
yeah. Right. So, but I'm just thinking, shit. You know what's hysterical is if you think about it, is that Kirby Smart and Nick Saban, right, are costing all these schools all this money because they can't find coaches that can beat these guys,
right, on a regular basis. They're like overpaying Alabama, a lot of them.
Right. And they come in and you can't get over the hump. You can't beat Alabama. You can't win the West. You can't get the NCAA championship. And they get fired. It's, but bro, just keep these guys around for a few years and let some recruiting classes take over and see if you can do it. But like, you know, you're not going to find a coach come in to coach your team and you're going to like beat Bama or beat Georgia. Like in a short period of time, they're getting way too many recruits. They're great coaches. And it's just like, it's silly that these teams keep, these guys. And then Jimbo Fisher's not a bad coach. Like, right. And what's the record this year? Like, eight and four or something like that? Or so,
no,
you know,
like 6-4.
Are they six? Okay, but they'll finish like 7-4, 8-4. It's like, you know, yeah. I mean, what are you going
to
do?
Listen, I was listening to this thing, to the sports show, and they were saying that the reason they fired him now is they were afraid that he'd win the next few games and people would say, why are you cutting him? You know?
Right.
And the guy, the athletic director there, whatever his name is, he was like, listen, we needed the change. We were neutral. We weren't going anywhere. And it's the truth. They just always have a winning record, but they never make it to the national, you know, championship discussion. Bro, I used to love Texas A&M Disco, and I'm sure you watched them then. Remember Kevin Sumlin's air raid defense?
Right.
When Johnny Manziel was there?
Right, yeah.
When he was in the shotgun and he had that, he would spread the defense, yeah, with having the 3-4
they had
wide
a good
receivers.
Offense.
Yeah, and they had Mike Evans, the guy for Tampa Bay, who's a beast, who was his favorite. I loved that Texas A&M team. Right. They had the 3-4-5 receivers going out at the same time, and Mike Evans, right, was his favorite target, who's a, right, beast now with Tampa Bay. Yeah.
Right. Yeah. Go ahead.
Yeah. So I think the biggest game was Michigan and Penn State. Without no fucking, what's this guy's name?
Harbaugh.
Without no Jim Harbaugh, they went in there let me tell you, bro, Michigan's got one hell of a defense.
Yeah.
Did you watch the game or no?
No, but they ran the ball 32 straight times in the game, which is typical, like Big Ten macho, you know, whatever. But I'm just waiting to see what happens in these conference championship games, because I'm not into the rankings and the BDO, the one through, it's like, bro, once all these teams play the conference championship games and you see who has the most quality wins with the best either no loss or one loss record, then everything comes to fruition. But like right now, all these teams are just, they're winning the games they're supposed to win. So, you know,
I will say
really,
I like the running back, that Corum guy. He ran for like almost 150.
Right. Miami actually played FSU a lot closer than I thought they would have. But that wasn't really in doubt.
What actually happened is that fucking the what's this guy's name? The starting quarterback, Emery Williams, who's a freshman, true freshman, he got hurt. Right. And they brought Tyler Van Dyke again.
Right, that's what we talked about they would do.
Yeah, they brought Tyler Van. Well, he separated his shoulder, remember?
Right.
He was running for a first down, which he actually got, And he ended up reaching for it and he fractured his arm. So they brought Tyler Van Dyke in. Then, of course, Tyler Van Dyke throws an interception.
So this week, there's only a couple. This week, a couple of these teams have what I'm calling these in-game, these during the season bye weeks where you got Alabama's playing Chattanooga for some inexplicable reason. But they'll win all those games. But there are two relevant games, okay? Now, I still think this is a tough spot for Georgia because they're playing at Tennessee. Even though Tennessee got smashed last week by Missouri, that was a total look-ahead spot because they're looking ahead to this game at Georgia. And Missouri's not that bad. They got a good quarterback, right? So Georgia could definitely stumble this week, but I don't see them doing it. And the other game of note
Tennessee's ranked, 18th?
18th, right? Man. And the other notable game, okay, that could definitely play a part here is Washington's going to traveling to Oregon State. And Oregon State's 8-2, right? Right. Bro, Oregon State is favored in this game against the number 5 team in the country. So if Washington wins this, okay, they'll have beaten, I think, like 4 or 5 top 15 teams, right? Not, so if they win the Pac-10, they're a shoo-in. But if they lose, if they win the Pac-10 championship game because they have a win over Oregon, if Oregon wins out, you know, stuff. Bro, you know, I think the Pac-10 is definitely sending somebody to the national championship game because all these teams are ranked and Washington and Oregon are
beating
most.
That's a good conference, right? Washington's 5th, Oregon's 6th. You know,
right?
Utah's got a good squad. I mean,
right? Yeah. I know. So that's it. It's interesting. But why is it a good conference? Because a couple of the teams are actually pretty good defense, and they have like 3 good quarterbacks that are going to go probably the first 10 picks in the NFL draft. Yeah, so it's like, you know, 4 great quarterbacks. If you throw in Deion's kid,
right?
You know, they got the Penix, Nix, Michael Penix, Bo Nix, and what you call it, the USC guy, and Deion's kid, yeah. And Deion's kid, it could all be top 15 picks in the NFL draft in the Pac-10. And that's why they're relevant this year, and that's why these teams are winning games in their own ranks. So it could be interesting. I'd like to see Georgia play Washington in the national championship game. I think that'd be interesting because Washington would have the best player on the field in Phoenix. So I don't know. We'll see. But their defense isn't playing that great. So that's college football this week.
Are you struggling to lose weight and keep it off? Tired of wasting time and money on starvation diets that lead to more frustration and stress? If there was a weight loss solution that could actually work for you, would you try it? Then head to Golo.com.
I'm Steve. I lost 138 pounds in 9 months on Golo.
I'm Amber. I've lost 128 pounds with Golo Taking Release.
If you're ready to take back control of your life, head to Golo.com now and see how Golo can work for you. That's Golo.com.
My sleep is way better. My inflammation has gone way down. Golo saved my life. I was way overweight. That's what sent me down the path. I wanted to make sure and live for my kid.
I have literally tried everything. I was on the verge of getting gastric bypass surgery, and I saw the Golo commercial, and it was the last thing I tried because it worked.
Join over 2 million people who have found a better way to lose weight with Golo. Your healthier and happier life begins at Golo.com. That's Golo.com. Again, Golo.com.
This episode brought to you by Progressive. Whether you're driving, cooking, or doing laundry, Progressive knows the podcasts you listen to go best when they're bundled with another activity. Much like how their Progressive home and auto policies go best when they're bundled. Having these two policies together makes taking care of your insurance easier and could help you save too. Customers who save by switching their home and car insurance to Progressive save over $775 on average. That's a whole lot of savings and protection for your favorite podcast listening activities, like going on a road trip, cooking dinner, and even hitting the home gym. Yep, your home and your car are even easier to protect when you bundle your insurance together. Find your perfect combo. Get a home and car insurance quote at Progressive.com today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $779 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Synovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at synovus.com.
Conan, you know, like, we've talked a lot about a feminization, you know, men have become more feminine.
Right.
Like, that's pretty obvious, right?
Feminization of America, 100%.
Well, men are in decline, and the average strength in men has decreased. Sperm counts are at an all-time low. Depression is at an all-time high. We're not talking about it enough. But it's time to turn things around. The reason? Testosterone levels are under attack from a host of chemicals that we are exposed to every day. Soaps, deodorants, shampoos, and shower gels are full of endocrine disruptors. Vaping destroys enzymes linked to testosterone production. Cell phones in your pocket kill sperm count. Seed oils are in so many foods you don't even realize and block androgen receptors. And unfiltered water in most fruits and vegetables contain chemicals and pesticides that have literally caused feminization of male frogs in studies. There's so many things out there that are causing testosterone decline. More important than ever to be proactive and boosting your own testosterone levels with proven ingredients like the ones found in the Legacy Test Stack. Here are our boy Nick Alves to save the day for masculinity. Test X9 is a Legacy Sports Nutrition's best-selling product, and so many of our listeners have already used it and reported phenomenal results in their energy, strength, sex drive. Compounding it with T-Assist adds even more proven test-boosting ingredients as well as estrogen inhibitors to ensure that your masculinity stays exactly where it needs to be. Every ingredient in Test X9 is clinically proven to stimulate natural testosterone production, and for complete transparency, there are links posted on the site to external studies for each ingredient so you can make an informed decision. Toxic masculinity is not a thing. Toxins killing masculinity is. Protect yourself and stay healthy. Stop waiting. Level up now at LegacySupps.com and always use the code K100 for a discount and to support the show. That's LegacySupps.com. Level up with the Legacy and use code K100.
Right, and this isn't just an ad. Everything that Disco just said is absolutely true. But, you know, as you all know, testosterone, you know, promotes strength, stamina, helps your libido, estrogen control, has everything to maintain your testosterone, because as we know, after a certain age, your testosterone starts to naturally dip.
But definitely check out the products that Nick promotes.
And for women's supplements, Mickey James has her own line. But check out everything they do. This is one of our best-selling products. And there's a reason, because it works. And it has a lot of people that come back and keep using. They've been with us for years now because our listeners are using it. Like, we do a lot of stuff for wellness. If you notice, most of our ads are all about wellness. Your hygiene, your health. And this is just another example. So get your Legacy Supps. Boom. Let me tell you something very, I'm sure you noticed it. The first time in NFL history that five teams have scored field goal as regulation time expired. The Texans, right. The Browns, the Lions, the Seahawks, and your best friends, the Arizona Cardinals.
Okay, so last week there were a couple interesting games, okay? The Texans won at Cincinnati. Now, we'll foreshadow to this. We won't talk about what happened last night. But the Texans won at Cincinnati, which was a definite quality win, and to the point that, like, people are talking about, not only is C.J. Stroud like an all-pro quarterback, they're talking about C.J. Stroud as a potential MVP candidate
yes,
now.
Already.
Which he is. Which he absolutely is, right? Another interesting game, shockingly, the Ravens had a 2-touchdown lead entering the fourth quarter against the Browns. They never lose in that situation, and the Browns came back and beat them. So that was definitely crazy. A couple crazy scores. The Chargers and the Lions played a shootout.
Did you just talk about the Cleveland-Baltimore game?
Yeah, Cleveland-Baltimore, yeah.
Yeah, well, also bring up that Deshaun Watson's out for the rest of the year.
I was going to talk about that.
He was 14 of 14 in the second half. He was having a great fucking game. You know who said that he wants to take his place?
Who?
Robert Griffin III.
Interesting.
Because the guy they're going to put in is this Dorian Thompson Robinson. Okay, he used to play for UCLA,
mm-hmm.
and he actually played high school football in Las Vegas at a powerhouse there. Do you know what the powerhouse team is in Vegas?
Bishop Gorman.
Yep, Bishop Gorman. That's exactly where he's from. Bro, but he had a really bad game. Like the last time he played,
because he was on short notice.
Yeah,
the quarterback got hurt like late, and then he wasn't playing. He got thrown in there, like, you know, didn't have any practice. So they actually so they played PJ Walker when Watson was out recently, right?
Right.
But so Watson gets hurt again, but now this kid's back in there, Okay. And I'm wondering if their thinking is like, okay, well, look, we're not getting Deshaun Watson back. All right. And we have to look and see what this kid can deliver because, you know, we're not going to go anywhere in the playoffs with PJ Walker. Let's see what type of asset we have in this guy. He's a rookie. He had a good preseason. And I think they're giving him a week of practice. You know, and then they'll see what they got. They're 6-3. The Steelers are 6-3. They're 6-3. The 8-3 now after beating Cincinnati last night. And Cincinnati just got, that was going to be a marquee matchup this week. Bengals and what's his name? Joe Burrow got hurt. But the other game of note last week that had a quality matchup was, bro, the 49ers demolished Jacksonville. And Jacksonville was they were 5-2 going into that game, and they just got absolutely or 6-2, and they just.
And I don't know what. And I don't know what had happened to Brock Purdy for a couple games, but he showed up this time.
Yes, he did. So this week, the matchups we have a couple. We have a couple marquee matchups, especially on Monday Night Football. So we had the Bengals and Ravens last night. The Ravens basically killed them. Bro, the Steelers and Browns are both 6-3, and they both have terrible quarterbacks playing each other this week. So this, it's going to be an ugly throwback game where probably TJ Watt's going to have a strip sack fumble recovery or something. And another interesting game here, the Raiders. Okay, my crappy Raiders, who fired their coach,
who have won two in a row.
If the season ended today, they're the third wild card team. Isn't that crazy? And they're playing Miami, who's 6-3. So I'll count Aiden that as O'Connell. I'll count that as a marquee matchup because you got a playoff two playoff teams playing each other. But that's about it, except for Monday night. And Monday night we got we got the game of the year. It's a Super Bowl rematch of arguably the two best teams in the league. The Eagles playing the Chiefs. Eagles are 8-1. The Chiefs are 7-2. Kansas City's a 2.5-point favorite in this game, and I already bet Kansas City in this. I think this is a good spot for
them. Where's the game?
At Kansas City, and Andy Reid.
They don't lose a lot there.
No, they don't. And Andy Reid off a bye week is like one of the best coaches in the league off a bye week. He's like 60%, like against the spread. Yeah, he wins ridiculous. Like all the time.
Yeah,
and it looks like Jalen Hurts is hurting. You know, he's got a knee problem right now, which is going to take away a lot of his running, and that's what makes him so good is he can't run as much. I think this is everybody thinks these offenses are like high power stuff, but both of these defenses are really good. I think this is going to be a low scoring game, like 21-17 or like, I think it's a low scoring game, but it'll be a Monday night for sure.
What bet did you say you made, D.I.? But what was the spread?
-2.5. They're 2.5-point favorites at home.
Okay. All right. I was just looking. Yeah.
Yeah. But I'm definitely going to be watching
on Monday. It's 3 now. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I'm gonna be watching that. So that's the game of the year so far. So
yeah.
Conan and Joe.
What up?
Joe.
Yes, sir.
Have you been shaving?
No.
It doesn't look like it, but I did shave my face around my goatee last week. Yeah.
Now, do you notice how I keep myself well groomed? Like I have a nice clean. I shave in a certain style. I shave my neck. I shave my cheeks, and I keep like a little bit of facial hair because girls think that's sexy.
Very designable.
What's his face effect? When you get older, and you got a little bit of the gray, a little stubble in the gray. The girls think that's it. That's it.
Salt and pepper.
So I've been using Harry's razors for a while. Okay, they're 5-blade shavers. All right, they're packaged in these cool. Like if you go to the store, okay, and you see the shaving section, Harry's it's well packaged and it comes in a box. It's not like in the little plastic thing like all the other stuff comes in. I shave because I want to look well groomed. Okay, and my experience with Harry's has been great. I've been using Harry's for years. One of the things I like about Harry's is that the color of the handle matches my eyes. I have very beautiful green eyes, and it's kind of like an olive and a green in this everything. So it's a very good looking razor. Okay, and if you want a good quality shave, a smooth shave, use Harry's. I've been using it for years. You can see my facial hair. I keep myself well groomed. I know a lot of wrestling fans out there. You don't groom yourselves well. Harry's razors are what you want to use. Okay, so a smooth shave shouldn't be rough on the wallet either. The starter set is a $13 value for just $3.
It's unbelievable.
It's just $3. Okay, you go to the store, you see razors sometimes. They're like ridiculous prices, but this is a professional razor that looks better than the other razors on the racks, and it's just $3.
Well, tell them what else they get with it, too.
Yeah, it includes a 5-blade German engineered razor, weighted handle, foaming shave gel, and a travel cover.
$3.
They schedule delivery. Right. They schedule delivery for refills as low as $2. That's half of what you pay for other blades. So Harry's makes the products that will give you the best shave ever. It's got creams, washes, and lotions that will keep your skin healthy and hydrated. Blades made in their own factory in Germany to stay sharp. Guys who try to say their eighth shave is as sharp as their first. It's sleek, ergonomic weighted handles that look great in your bathroom and give you precise control with each swipe. And Harry's has the highest customer satisfaction in the shaving industry. Just look it up. And they're still offering a no-risk trial. You don't like your shave? No worries. It's on there. So get your best shave ever with Harry's razors and skincare products. Get a $13 starter set for just $3 at harrys.com/K100. That's harrys.com/K100 for a $3 starter set. You got to try Harry's. I've been using it for years.
Plus, the great thing about it is that I also like to have a little stubble, but when I have to have a close shave because I'm going to go to an award ceremony or something, you know, on TV, and I want to get that close shave, I use Harry's. And, bro, it's very, very economical when it comes with, a shaving gel. So keep yourself groomed. Get a nice, smooth, close shave at harrys.com. Boom.
Good.
Let me throw a little baseball at you real quick. I was reading the other day that the World Series average was the fastest since 1996, which is always good to hear. My boy Blake Snell, even though he's going to be leaving the Padres, just like Hader, he won his second Cy Young award. Garrett Cole took, bro, Garrett Cole's been he's always in one of the top five guys, but never won the Cy Young. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Right.
So let me see. He's a Snell. I actually am reading this part right here, but it says Snell became the seventh player to win the award in each league. The other guys were Gaylord Perry, Pedro Martinez, Randy Johnson, Roger Clemens, Roy Halladay, and Max Scherzer.
Right.
You remember he won it before with Tampa Bay.
Yes, he did.
What was the other thing? Oh, and I don't know if you read this, because somebody had said that he was interested in going to the Braves, but it looks like Ohtani's preferences are the Rangers, the Red Sox, and the Dodgers.
Interesting.
Yeah. And
I still think the Braves could be a player, though.
Yeah, of course.
I'm going out on a limb there.
And they could be. And also... Yeah. Rookie of the Year, both unanimous. Gunnar Henderson from the Orioles. He led all rookies in home runs, extra base hits.
Yeah,
you know, and also Corbin Carroll.
Yeah, he was.
I couldn't believe this. He's the first rookie. With so many great players, he's the first rookie in Major League history to put together a 25-50 campaign.
Yeah, isn't that crazy?
Can you believe that? Yeah. Just like the guy that won MVP, your boy, Acuna, he's the first guy ever to go 40 and 70.
Right. Yeah.
And Ohtani obviously won for American League.
Right. Yeah, there's the foregone conclusions for National League and American League MVPs. There was no doubt.
All right. Did you see the UFC?
No, I don't think. What was this past week? Underwhelmed.
One of the greatest entrances of all time, when Trump walked in with Dana White on one side, fucking, what's this guy, crazy motherfucker's name? Was it Kid Rock?
Yeah, Kid Rock
on the other side.
Tucker Carlson,
Tucker Carlson and his son right behind him.
Yeah.
What? He knows how to make an entrance, that's for damn sure. Yeah.
Well, he's a big, let's not forget, Trump.
Yeah, he ran boxing events, wrestling events.
He's a big-time sports fan, and let's not forget... Bro, remember when he lost the presidency, when he wasn't really relevant for about 6 months? Remember he did the announcing for that boxing match?
Yeah, that's right. And he wasn't bad at all.
Yeah, no, he wasn't bad at all. He loves sports. You know, that's why he hits that base of people. The guy's just you can't look at Joe Biden and think that guy's a sports fan. He didn't know the names of he mistook the Philadelphia Eagles for the Philadelphia Flyers when the Golden Knights were in town and stuff. Biden, but the UFC crowd knows that Trump's a sports guy. And plus he was one of the pioneers of getting the UFC going in at the Taj Mahal back in the day. So
I like this UFC because there were a lot of quick fights. The first two fights were in the first round. That Lopez guy is a fucking beast, bro.
Yeah.
And the French guy, Benoit, is too.
Yeah.
The girls fight was good.
Yeah.
Yeah. The girls fight was good. Andrade, the two Brazilians over Dern or whatever her name was.
right?
Then the British guy beats – what's his name? What was the British guy's name?
I'm Aspinall.
Yeah, Aspinall beat the Russian guy who's a beast.
Yeah.
You know, and everybody thought the Russian guy because he had six KOs in a row. And right. then the main event was in the first round, you know?
Yeah. But second round. Early second round.
Early second round, right.
They said the over-under on the first fight, the heavyweight fight, was only 1.5 rounds. That was supposed to end early. But they said Michael Bisping was on record going into this fight, said the Aspinall was going to win and have a legendary heavyweight career, be the best heavyweight of all time.
Wow.
Which is interesting.
He's got power.
It'll be interesting what happens when John Jones fights, what's his name, Stipe, and then what happens with that, if he'll stay around, if he retires, or if he'll stay around to fight Aspinall.
And if there's some way in the future that Nagano would fight him. I liked when Logan Paul shouted out Dominic Mysterio with a cell phone.
Right. That was funny.
Yeah. Yeah. Also, Bill Barr, who I didn't know, Bill Burr, who I didn't know had an African American wife, double birding Trump behind his back.
That was funny.
Rogan said like it was a raucous like ovation for Trump this time. He said the other times he came in a UFC fight, it was mixed. He said, but for this one, it was just, you know, almost.
I think people like the fact that they're fucking with him and he's not backing down, and they like that.
He
showed up in court. They gave him a gag order. They said he couldn't talk about the law clerk or the judge, and he didn't give a fuck. He still talked about them. Got fined.
Now the appellate court has said they've waived the gag order. Bro, that's like, you know, that it's like when you constantly screw with a guy, you know, and like, bro, I was reading the other day, like,
people go, enough's enough, dude.
The people in the middle are going like, what are you doing with it here? You know, it's like, he's gaining fans, you know?
And he's galvanizing the fans he already has. They're like, you know what? They're trying to fuck him. They're trying to get him. They're out to get him, you know? Right. And he's leaning into that narrative.
And even, you know, you guys both know who Michael Rapaport is, obviously the actor.
Yeah, Michael Rapaport.
He's very liberal.
Rapaport
switched sides. Yeah. Yeah.
He used to do these videos where he's ripping Trump and calling him the F-bombing him and everything. Now he's like, I don't know.
He said if it's Biden versus Trump, he's putting voting for Trump on the table because of the way the country is.
They've got to get rid of Biden because he will get demolished by Trump. Right. And you don't even want to see them debate.
Right. This is sports. Let's stick to sports.
Well, no, I'll take that out in front of the outro. It's cool.
No, you don't have to take it out. I'm just saying it's funny how – you know, we're talking about sports and Trump shows off of the UFC. He gets a huge pop. And now we're talking about politics.
Right? We're like ESPN. We do sports and politics.
Right. Yeah. So
it's been on sports. If you got any questions, comments, whatever, send them to K100questions@gmail.com. Boom.